This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champion teams. First, here's Keith Turnquist and her son, Robert. Here's Grady Jenkins and his son, Marvin. Here's Jean Andrews and her son, David. And here's Robbie Beasley and his son, Sean. Those are our championship teams. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Kevin, thank you very much. Hi, welcome to one of those very special days in Starcade when we find out who is the champion among champions. We have with us four teams of Starcaders. They have already played and won on previous Starcade shows, and they're back to compete against each other, and one of them is going to win this RB5X programmable robot. Starcaders, good to have you back. Now, before the show, we matched you up at random to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winners of each match will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, if you will, tell us who the first two teams are.
Jeff, our first teams are the Jenkins and the Beasleys.
Okay. That means Jenkins and Turnquist and Andersons. I'm getting confused here. You can go off stage, and we'll be back with you in a little while to play the second match. So we'll see you later. Okay, you go off stage. Beasleys and Jenkins, you're our first two players. So if you will, shake hands, get ready to play Starcade. Head over to the podium, and while you head over there, I will tell the home audience that each of our teams has had a chance to choose one of today's games. So if you will, Kevin, tell us what games they've chosen.
Jeff, our first game was picked by the Turnquist, and it is Zor, a low-flying space race with aliens. The next game was picked by the Beasleys. It's Guzzler, the waterman guzzling the puddles. In the middle, picked by the Jenkins, is Time Pilot, a flight through time. The Andrews picked Super Zaxxon, you're a space cadet. And the last game, Super Pac-Man, the great one becomes invincible. And that last game is the one that I picked to see just how good these Starcaders are today. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Those are the five games on today's show. Now, as Kevin told us, Beasleys, you chose Guzzler. Jenkins, you chose Time Pilot. Now, obviously, those are the games you'd like to play at some point today, but you've also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. Right now, we're going to show you the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. The first one to buzz in and identify correctly chooses the first game to be played. So if you're ready, take a look at the board and name this game. Jenkins.
Centipede.
Centipede is right.
All right. Good for
you. You have the advantage, Marvin. That means you get to pick the first game. What'll it be?
Time Pilot.
Time Pilot, the one you liked, and that's your game. Kevin, tell us about Time Pilot.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines. From the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue the parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
All right, Kevin, Time Pilot it is. 30 seconds to play it. Who's going to play it, Marvin or Grady?
I'm going to play it.
Marvin's going to play it. Okay, Grady, you get ready to cheer him on. We wish you good luck again. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Seconds. Can he get that parachute? Yes, he got it. $14,100. Well played, Marvin. You got yourself two parachutes. You and Grady head on back. And here come the Beasleys, Robbie and Sean. Okay, they did very well on that one. Let's see, Sean, who's going to play this one?
My dad is.
You're going to play it, Robbie.
Yeah, Buzzer Breath's going to let me do it.
Okay. Robbie will play Time Pilot. Sean, you come over here. You'll have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. One parachute, that's good. 10 seconds. Robbie, nicely played. You and Sean stay here just for a second, and you stay there. We'll be back in a minute and see who gets to choose the next game right here on the Starrcade Invitational. We'll be right back.
The runner-up finalist on today's Starrcade Invitational will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, can talk, and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starrcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Let's say hello to our players here, the Beasleys, Robbie and Sean. Let's see, when you were in Starrcade last time, how'd you do, Robbie?
Yeah, we did pretty well. We won Texas Instruments home computer and monitor and a Mr. Disc.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Good. Sean, how are you feeling today? Okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good today.
All right. Let's talk to the Jenkins. How about you guys? When you were on Starrcade last time, what happened to you, Marvin?
Well, we won a computer and some other prizes, sensor chess game. Ah. And we almost won the grand prize by 200 points.
Almost. Oh, well, you got a shot at the grand prize today. We'll see what happens. Of course, there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. So if you're both ready, put your hands on your buzzers, and we'll get back to the Name the Game board. Take a look at it and name this game. Yes, Beasley's.
Holy moly.
Holy moly, you're right. Good for you. And that means you get to pick the game we're going to play next. What'll it be, Sean?
Guzzler.
Guzzler. Guzzler it is. We'll ask Kevin to tell us about Guzzler.
The Guzzler is a water man putting out fireballs, flashes, and demons, collecting more water from puddles, or by just walking if he's completely empty. Distinguishes the fire, the bigger the points. He's a water man, the Guzzler.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Well, Sean, your dad played the first game, and Guzzler is the game you chose for the Invitational, isn't it?
Yes.
Then you ought to be pretty good at it. We'll wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds. You all set?
Yes.
Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. See if you have time here. The bonus is racking up. 7,190. You got all four fires. Got your bonus. Nicely played, Sean. Head on back. Robbie, you keep him company. Marvin Grady, come on down. Well, Marvin, you played the first game, Time Pilot, which was the game you selected. And so, Grady, it's up to you this time.
I guess so.
You keep your eye on Guzzler when he was playing?
A little bit.
Okay, well, wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds. You can cheer him on right here, Marv, if you will. Get ready, get set, play. And here we go. Wrong way. There, you got it. Oh, no, he got burned up. Got to pick up some water. 15 seconds. There they go. Look out. Got him. $1,670. Okay, head on back, Grady. Marvin, you go with him. Each player, each team was better at their own game. So now you find out right now how it all comes out. You both had a chance to play two games. We'll total up the scores from both games and see which one of you goes on to the final competition at the end of the score, at the end of the show. Beasley's, you have a total of 12,290. Jenkins, you have 15,770. Jenkins are the champions of this round. That means you'll have a chance to play the winners of the other match for the fabulous RB5X robot. So congratulations to you guys. Nicely played.
Thank you.
And Sean and Robbie, you didn't win, but we do have a nice gift for you, and Kevin will tell you about that.
It's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice to see you guys. Jenkins, congratulations once again. We'll see you in a little while, but right now, Kevin will tell us about our champions after these words.
And now, Robert and Keith Turnquist and David and Gene Andrews, our next two teams on the Starcade Invitational. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. Welcome, players. Good to see you all again. Turnquist, haven't seen you for a while. What happened to you guys last time at Starcade?
Well, we won the match, and mm-hmm. we won a Aquarius computer.
Good.
And then I picked the mystery game, and we won a Sicy sensor chest.
Terrific.
And I just barely missed from getting Panga.
Yeah, so close, as I remember. That's right. And the Andrews, how about you guys? What happened to you?
We won a Mr. Disc, and we won a Texas Instruments computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then David played and won the big game, Tron.
You won Tron. Good. All right. Well, we have a couple of champion teams here. Now, Turnquist, your game was Zor. And Andrews, your game was Super Zaxxon. As you know, you can play any of the games up there. It doesn't matter whether anyone's played them already or not. The choice is yours. So let's get to the name of the game question. And if you look at the board, name this game. Yes, Turnquist.
Munchmobile.
Munchmobile is right. Good for you.
Good.
You have the advantage, Robert. You get to pick the first game. What'll we play?
Well, I think I'll play Time Pilot.
Time Pilot? Different than the game you chose for it. Well, we'll find out about your strategy in a bit. Kevin, tell us about Time Pilot.
Race your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines. From the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future, rescue the parachuting pilots for extra points. It's the Time Pilot.
Okay, now, Robert, the game you chose for Starcade today was Zor, but you chose to play Time Pilot here first, and Keith had a funny look on her face. What's your strategy?
Well, it scores a lot of points.
Zor does?
Yes, it does.
And so you want to save that to last in case you're going for the robot, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Well, we'll see if you get a chance to do that. Who's going to play Time Pilot?
I am.
All right, you will play Time Pilot. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. There's the parachute. You got it. $8,200. Nicely played. Okay, Robert, you and Keith go back. And here come Gene and David. Come on down. Okay, you saw how well they did on Time Pilot. Now, which one of you is going to play? You're going to play Time Pilot, all right? You have 30 seconds like they did, and David will cheer you on. Gene, you ready? Get set, play. Here we go. Good shooting. There's the parachute. No, gotcha. One more coming up. $600. Okay, Gene and David, you head on back. Go on. We're going to play the Name the Game board once again. There's still one more game to be played, and as you know, the total high score in both games goes on to the finals to play for the grand prize. So if you're ready, hands on buzzers, and here's the next game to name. Name this game. Andrews.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders is right. Okay. I thought you forgot it for a second, David. All right, Space Invaders is it, so you name the next game. What are we going to play?
Super Zaxxon.
Super Zaxxon. That's the game you wanted, and that's the game you're going to get. Kevin.
Travel at supersonic speeds through the galaxy in your Super Zaxxon spacecraft. Soar past an ominous floating fortress, scoring points by battling hidden rockets, rotating turrets, tracking parabolic antennas, super spaceships, and maser barriers. Survive the Tunnel of Doom and face the fire-breathing dragon. It's Super Zaxxon.
All right, it's going to be interesting to see how the strategies work out. Super Zaxxon is the game you felt you'd be best at, and that's why you picked it for this round of the Invitational, and you're going to play it. David, right?
Right.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, David, nicely played. Got in the tunnel without any trouble. You guys go back. Gene, you too. And coming down are Keith and Robert. Well, now, the game is Super Zaxxon, and
I have to play it.
Aha, your strategy may have backfired on you, Robert. We'll find out. You have 30 seconds. Get set. Ready? It's a button right over here. Let me start you out.
You better tell me where the buttons are.
Ready? Get set. Play. You'll have a couple more coming up. Oh, almost made the turn lock point. $1,200. Little tough luck there. You head on back, Keith. You go with her too, Robert. All right. Now we're going to add up the scores on all the games, and the highest total, of course, is going to get to play playoff against the other champions for the RB5X robot. So let's take a look. Turnquist, you have a grand total of 9,400 points. The Anders have 11,900 points. You guys are it. You are the champs. You're going to play in just a few moments with that wonderful robot. But first, I want to say goodbye to the Turnquist. Keith, nice to have had you with
us. Thank
you. Robert, you too. And you don't go home empty-handed because Kevin has something for you.
It's the BeamScope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. Exceptional color, installs without tools, and affordably priced, BeamScope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
Thank you, Kevin. Good luck to the Turnquist. We'll be back with you guys in just a few moments as we go and find out which team is going to be number one today.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four teams, only two remain, and here they are now. Grady and Marvin Jenkins, and Gene and David Andrews, and here's Jeff Edwards.
Well, we're right down to it now. We wish you both good luck. We have two games left unplayed, Zor and Super Pac-Man. Now let's find out what game we're going to play. If you watch the name of the game board, name this game. Andrews. I have to have it.
Solar Fox.
Solar Fox is it. Okay. Congratulations to you. And that means you get to choose the last game we'll play. Which is it going to be, Super Pac-Man or Zor?
Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man is the game. Kevin, tell us about Super Pac-Man while we go over and get ready to play.
Chomping a super dot, the mild-mannered Pac-Man changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size, and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit.
Okay, one of you teams will win your own robot. The Andrews are going to play Super Pac-Man to begin with. Robert, you're playing?
David, I'm sorry.
David, you're playing.
Yes.
All right, David, good luck to you. You have 60 seconds for this game. Ready? Get set. Play. Good. That's all right. Plenty of time. 35 seconds about. Doing fine. Got him. Oops, trapped in there. About 20 seconds left, Dave. Teams change places here. Marvin's going to play the game while Grady cheers him on. The score to beat is 4,510. You have 60 seconds. You ready to go?
Yes.
Good luck to you, Marvin. Here we go. Ready, get set, play. Gotcha, 50 seconds, another one coming up. Here we go. All going fine. Now about 30 seconds left. Didn't make it. The winners are the Andrews. Congratulations to you, David. Gene, congratulations to you. You've won yourself a robot. You'll go home with a ColecoVision. And this is Jeff Edwards on Starrcade. I'll see you on the next show. We have a lot of exciting shows planned for you. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/starrcade.
Starrcade is a JM production.